heck of a deal for those people that have to replace those.
Yeah.
My sister lived in the like Harvard Yale area.
Oh, yeah.
And she had the old ceramic sewer pipe that her tree roots grew through and then flooded her entire basement with everyone else's. She was the bottom of the hill. So everyone else's sewage ran to the bottom of her and just filled up her entire basement like 4 inches. And she's like, this is so gross. So, so gross.
Okay, well, welcome everybody to our May Parks and Recreation Committee meeting. Let's go ahead and start just with roll call, especially for the recording. So we'll go around the table here, and then we'll proceed with our agenda. So Sean Hall, chair of the committee.
Aaron Getz. Tyson Kramer.
Haley Turner, staff.
Andy Wisley.
Wonderful.
Can you turn that on?
Yeah, it's on. Yep. Thank you. So let's proceed with the review of the minutes. So let me go ahead and scan through here. Hopefully everybody had the chance to look through this already, but if not, we can go through this and then we'll make a motion to approve. So as you recall, Brandon Federico, we spent a lot of time talking to him last month. So scan through that. Tell me if it's going too fast, if you want to read through it. And then we had a pretty condensed discussion about America 250. We'll get into more of it tonight. Any corrections to the minutes that you could see?
No motion to approve.
Second.
Andy motions. Aaron seconds. So, Moved by Andy, seconded by Aaron. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, minutes passed unanimously 4-0. Great. Let's move to our agenda. So first up, so we have really three things actually. So America 250 activities, mural, and time capsule. So we'll talk about those two things. Then I'd love to talk about our master plan and get some counsel on how to best move forward there. So we'll spend a few minutes. And then we're coming up on, it's kind of snuck up on me, but we've got Movies in the Park next month, right? So I think it's, I can't remember what our next meeting is, but it's probably before, I think it's June 5th, right?
Yeah.
So it'll be before I think we meet next. So we'll just need to make sure we're buttoned down on that, so. Kind of crazy, huh?
I won't be buttoned down that night.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Neither will you.
Oh, and we just had Tiffany Reese. Welcome, Tiffany. Good to have you.
Thank you. I'm chairs at 7:07.
Thanks, Haley. Okay, so let's start with America 250. So our mural, and Andy, I think you've kind of been taking the lead on that. How's that going?
How do you pronounce her name? Demahontes?
Yes.
So they've acquired all the material for that. Haley did the Home Depot purchase, and they got the paint. So I think it's just a matter of figuring out how exactly we want to do it. I think last time we talked, do something down at the 4th of July celebration down there, set up a booth that everybody could come put handprints on the trees for leaves. They mentioned maybe doing a trailer for the parade that we kind of have it set up on both sides and then have it bannered, hey, come to the park and make your imprint or whatever on the mural for America 250. So I don't know if like the committee wants to like write on that or how, like, just throwing out ideas.
Okay.
On that.
Right.
And then,
oh, sorry.
And then we do need, like, a final resting home for the mural.
So yeah,
where to put it.
I've had people ask me out there where it's going to be.
So just a quick pause. So for our recording, so Brooke Johnson, welcome.
Thank you.
So, so it's 7:09, and then
Brian Plummer.
Brian, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you all. Sorry I haven't been here. It's
scheduling conflicts up until this point, and just got done at the baseball park. A little league game. So.
Did they win?
We did not.
Are you stepping in for Gina tonight?
So the mayor actually assigned both of us to this.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah.
Exciting. Great.
We need double oversight.
Wonderful. That's right.
We need it.
That's right. I thought so. It's Parks and Rec.
It's a crazy committee, right? Cool. Excellent. Good to have you here. Thank you. Sorry.
So that's what we have so far. So I think we just need to figure out a place where the mural will reside full time, and then detail out if we want to do the parade and then logistics for the 4th of July. So.
I do have a question. Would we want to give the public some options for its final resting place and have them vote?
I think that's a good idea. Maybe do like a, where they could drop like a note from a glass jar. And
yeah, when they participate, they can.
Yeah.
Vote on options, maybe?
Yeah.
Or I'd say definitely pick the, something, yeah.
Should we give them I'd choices? Say definitely give the choices. Don't let them just free reign. Just
yeah.
Select three, options. Four locations and say, these are the choices. Pick your favorite location.
Yep.
I think that's great.
And we can do it electronically, too. So if people aren't there, they can also submit one if they want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just like the QR code. That
yeah,
they
less
had.
Paper gathering as well.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
Great idea.
I know it was trees. It was like a background of the mountains, and there was something else.
I was just wondering, I'm trying to remember if I was looking up murals, or this one was sent in the email. I'm trying to remember in my brain. But I don't think one was sent in the email.
No.
Okay.
I think they're open to suggestions.
Just words.
Words,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
And then me looking up murals. Okay.
But the tree thing was like prominent because they wanted. That was the easiest
yes.
participation for,
you know, perfect
for everyone to participate in.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Thank you.
I'm just going to pause, sorry, real quick. So Bruce Cox, welcome. So 7:10, and then we have Gina Hurst here at 7:11. So
thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. So I missed part of that. So at the beginning, so are we going to, do we say we're going to kind of throw it out to the committee, like three or four options of where it's going to be permanently located? Is that
correct?
Yeah, okay. That's
or the public, those who participate, is what I thought we were saying. So
well,
those who.
Yeah, I think we just give them
the
three
public.
To four
yeah,
options.
Give them options.
In a survey, kind of.
QR code, scan
yeah.
it.
Of where it's going to reside?
Of where
correct.
It can go
got it.
After.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and didn't they say that it could be moved to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seemed pretty movable, and I think they're going to do like a weather.
Varnish,
yeah.
I
so it could be weather.
It might be kind of fun to do it like at City Hall for a while, but maybe after a few years or something, we move it to a park or something.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
Park gets the rehab. Gets
and
the,
how many
you know.
How many sheets of 4-way plywood did you get? Two or one? Or four? Okay, so it's like a pretty big mural. It's probably like the
big,
size of that
yeah.
glass
yeah.
that wall.
Yeah.
Cool. So. My question is, because I think we have a movie in the park the night before, right, on the 3rd?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do we want to do it at both? So, like, how like transportable is it? Like, if you did it on the 3rd and the 4th?
If you had it loaded on a trailer, potentially, for the parade the next morning, you might be able to have the parade, the trailer just pulled into the parking lot and have people snap it while
that's cool.
on the trailer.
That's good thinking.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
I got a trailer, a truck, so I'll get more Del Hontes to see what they're envisioning. I just need something to like to lean
time
it.
Wise also, yeah.
Lean it against the trailer.
I didn't say that. Oh, is it better if you just have a flatbed
like
trailer?
A-frame.
If you have a flatbed, you could potentially just get two pieces of plywood, build a pyramid on the one side.
Just
a
triangular.
Just a triangular thing with
like
a couple of frame notches on top and then 2x4 on the top and bottom kind of hold it in place while it drives.
O'Brien glass.
Well.
O'Brien glass.
That's what I was
what's the tile? What's the granite?
Legacy granite.
Yeah, there's a legacy granite place.
Yeah,
they have those
yeah,
trucks
have
that
those
carry slabs of granite.
That carry.
Andy, thank you for leading on this.
Yeah.
This would be awesome. What do you need from us now?
I think we just need to come up with the ideas of where we want it long term. I mean,
Bruce, just 3 to 4 ideas.
Yeah, I think the community involvement would be good if getting a place, but maybe having it reside here until we permanently find that place would help get all the votes in. Because I'm assuming it's going to be done after the 4th of July. And I wouldn't want them to hold on to it, take up space in their property.
Yeah. So do you want to come up with ideas now?
Well, I think, yeah. Take 3 minutes on it.
I was going to say, City Hall, I mean, Whittaker Museum is always a spot.
What about the backdrop to the
pavilion?
Pavilion. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's weather.
Yeah,
it's weather.
Got a roof over it.
A big
yeah. Open wall with nothing on it.
Are you talking about this park right here?
Yeah.
That pavilion?
What about park down there? Porter wall.
Similar. It has
similar.
A back
or
wall.
Even,
is the back wall big enough?
It's not as big as this one.
Eyes on it.
Yeah,
would this park get more eyes?
Other,
I mean, during the 4th of July, this would get more eyes.
It's the other park that has the...
Freedom Hills.
Freedom Hills. It's like it is not Island Park. I'm like the one that has the frisbee. You saw my.
They say they don't have a pavilion on that park, but if it's weatherproof, they need to do that still.
At Freedom Hills?
Is there a pavilion?
There's a pavilion.
Similar to the Porter.
Same thing.
It's
it has a back wall, but not quite as big.
I'm thinking of Island View, sorry.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Because
I don't think they're pretty small.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one gets more traffic. I mean, the library is right by Porter Walton, but I know Island or Freedom Hills is highly trafficked also. Mm-hmm. So I don't
from your email, did it sound like it's like all four are going to be one, or are they going to be like?
No, I think from the email that I read, I feel like they're going to put them and then have like maybe even like a tiny space between. So
like slats almost.
Yeah.
Similar to these
glass.
But
I think
glass.
it's creating one picture,
yeah. But yes, there'll be the core pieces together.
A good size. Yeah.
Maybe up where it won't get graffitied too.
That's what I was, that was one of my concerns is somebody messing with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Campbell's hanging out with a new crowd of kids.
I don't know, if Bruce, any other ideas that you might think of?
This wall is higher, it has a much higher ceiling, so you could raise it 6 feet up so little hands wouldn't bother. But.
This one also seems to be the one where the city, whenever they gather, most of the gathering events from the city perspective end up at this park. It's true from that perspective, it probably
would
get good there.
Yeah.
We could have an unveiling at a movie in the park event that's already happening.
Yeah.
We could say we're unveiling its final place.
Yeah.
It's permanent.
Cool.
Yep.
The following month.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Wonderful. Andy, anything else that you need from the committee?
No, I think that covers it. Oh.
So what three options do we want to give them?
Sounds like here.
I think Porter Walton is another high visibility spot because it's on the fourth or whatever that is. Fourth place.
It's so small over there. I don't know.
Is there any real like community park?
It's small,
like on the
but
building?
It's a busy road.
Because the ceiling height isn't very tall on the building itself.
No.
If we do it on a backdrop of one of
the problem you're going to have with the community park is because there's so many
balls,
it's going to get something.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Not that I know of children that might have done that as a child. I would avoid places where baseballs and soccer balls and everything being placed.
Right.
Is there a spot down there?
Is there a spot down by the baseball diamonds? Because that's where everyone is every night.
Yeah. There's. I'm trying to think of the concession building.
Yeah, concession, yeah.
It has doors and roll up windows on all the walls, so I don't know if there's a big enough empty wall space. On every side has doors and window, roll up windows and roll up doors. And, the tough shed that's off to the side that we put baseball, it has a. I believe it's 12 foot long.
It's
I don't know if it's
big
not big enough.
But is it kind of tucked away, or is it?
It's in between two baseball fields, right next to the batting cage, and you'd be able to see it from East parking lot.
The shed, you're talking about, like the shed.
It sticks out.
I think people hit. Well, I know people throw balls against baseballs against that shed.
Yeah, there's not a great
things like that.
Yeah,
okay,
talking for a friend.
When I coach the baseball, you often
I've seen Tiffany do it.
Warming up against the side of the building with the baseball.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of where I'm like, I just don't know.
Yeah, unless we built a specific wall or something just for that purpose to display. I don't know of a good one there.
What are the dimensions on it?
It would be 8 by it's
4 of them, so 16.
So the city hall, the pavilion at Smith Park, and maybe that
portal
down at Porter Walton on the along the 200 west there. Or 400 west.
Okay. So is that good, Haley, as far as those three?
Okay, so City Hall, Smith Park Pavilion.
And then Porter Wall. And then Andy's Yard.
Which one has the best security? Is there cameras placed on any of these that you have a better chance of? I mean, one thing to look at with down by across from Home Depot, like that, you may get more traffic that goes through there, but it may not be the traffic you want because they're out of counters, and you may end up with more vandalism options over there.
I wonder if the Centerville Library has a wall that would be a good.
They might, yeah.
And an art mural fits with the library. Or possibly the Centerpoint Theater might have a display wall that we could display.
Could be good too.
Yeah, that's true. So it's 4 foot by 8 foot.
Sheets.
Yeah.
And is it four?
Four of them.
It's so, 2 foot by 4 foot panels.
Four 2 foot by 4 foot.
Oh, okay. So lots of 2, 4, 6.
Oh, okay.
So it's only 8
by
walls.
Well, that opens up more
that
options.
Does open more.
It's a smaller space.
Yeah.
You're on a rolling bulleton board.
Just roll it around town.
Like one of
those creeks.
You know what? I love that.
Put it on the buses that drive through town.
It would be fun to put it in different places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's not in one spot.
Yeah. You just want to leave it on your trailer.
If you literally, okay, I was joking, but if you did put it on something like that, you could put it displayed at the park and then just move it.
And
set it at
City Hall.
Set it at
the
movie night.
Moving it?
Right?
Bruce,
and obviously.
he also got his worker, workers under him.
But I mean, that actually might be kind of fun to have it, have it at the baseball diamond during the tournament and then have it at the park for the celebration and then move it some,
Right. Yeah.
That might be actually kind of fun if it's not too big.
Maybe you should find out from the dog.
If you're going to do it.
Like securing it.
Maybe one of those frames to stand it up pretty easily.
Okay.
But our budget's kind of
spent
on it. So I agree. The more moving, the more damage.
That's true.
Because we're putting a lot of investment time wise here, but Del Haunty's are putting an investment in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a fun memory. I like the idea of preserving it because it's a fun memory of looking back at that moment in time when the community came together and celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not opposed to a couple of the other ideas you guys had, like Center Point, maybe looking into some of those options too.
Yeah.
And then Haley, are you thinking of just throwing it out on social media? Is that kind of the idea?
Well, we would have a QR code where they're interacting with it at the 4th of July,
okay.
So they can scan, and then we can put it out on socials as well.
Okay.
I'll ask the Del Hunties more tomorrow.
Okay.
Then Andy, as you get deeper, if you need any other help, let us know.
Okay.
So, appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Time Capsule.
Okay. Time Capsule's going to be super quick and easy. Originally coming out, this can be as big of a thing or as small of a thing as you can go. After hearing what we're doing with the mural, I kind of scaled back and thought the better, more appropriate thing to maybe do with this, and thinking about the fact that 50 years from now, if they open a 50, I'm going to be dead.
Yeah.
So I'm in this room. So thinking more of making this youth focused and making it so it goes along with the mural. So as the participation of the mural goes on, we can bring in and have the time capsule set up right next to on the same trailer for when they do a movie night, or when they do the movie night, and also for the 4th of July where they display it, have a table set there. let youth and kids come and write cards to themselves or whatever, put it into the time capsule, and that same thing where the location where it's stored ultimately. What I was able to find is a couple of like stainless steel time capsules.
Cool.
They're between $40 and $80. You can have them engraved so that they, you know, for commemoration purposes. Which is
how big is it?
Obviously an attitude. The $80 one's like, it's about this big. And then the smaller one's about that big. It's about 6 inches around by 9 inches. And it's just a cylindrical tube.
It's like what, like what you put in the bank?
It's
like what you put your check in at the bank?
It looks just so.
Yeah.
And you can have it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty small.
Well, they have it different sizes, right? So like when you do it, you can get this in there, you can get as big as 13 inches, and it's like 8 inches in diameter. So when you're looking at giving kids a 3x5 card to kind of write on to stick in there.
That's a cute idea.
I'm guessing you'll get 200 to 300 kids max putting something into it. Maybe a couple of adults will write notes to their kids or whatever inside of it. That's why I'm like, the biggest debate is do you want the 10-inch, the 13-inch, or the 6-inch? Like,
and then where will you put it for 50 years?
For the 50, that's the garage. Store it in the Whittaker? The only thing I can look at is the permanent locations that aren't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Whittaker Museum is one of those places where you can either take this and bury it, or you could like stick it under a hearthstone or anything else you want to do.
How about the niche wall at Freedom Hills Park? There's nothing in there.
Yeah, sure. I'm open to wherever. I mean, that's the key is it's got to be put in a place where.
And we could even engrave it.
It's not going to get forgotten.
One of them.
The biggest thing is it's got to go to a place where it's not going to get forgotten. And the other thing that's nice is you can actually register.
Who's going to pass on the note to each?
Well, no. So what's nice is there's actually a national organization based out of Atlanta, Georgia that. If you submit your date of time capsule and the date of opening, they'll actually track it, hold it, and notify the mayor of the city when the 50 years is coming
cool.
out. So it's something we don't have to worry about.
I think I wouldn't bury it.
I wouldn't either.
I'm bitter about that. I went on in high school. We buried something, and by the time five years is all.
Yeah.
We were going to go back to that spot. We planted a tree under, like over it. And they had built houses there by the time we came. So I just say, don't bury it. I'd say just put it in the museum.
That's
or
kind of what my thought
put
was.
It here in the like
in the
entryway of City
yeah.
Hall and just say,
yeah.
This is the
a
date
glass
that
case
you
that says
open this.
Open
yeah.
on.
It needs yeah. a plaque or something.
Yeah.
That does make me nervous just having it in the museum because it can be moved around so easily.
Well, and you can leave it.
Could
like
it be here?
It could be here in City
yeah,
Hall
could it
as
be
well.
Here? Just like out there in
the
tree. And just
put in a little glass thing with its
yeah,
you know,
open,
you know,
time capsule,
this.
Open.
Yeah.
In commemoration
yeah.
of the 250.
Put it next to the mural.
Well, that was kind of the thought, is wherever the mural ends up, it could go there.
To take a block out.
But if it ends up outside, then I would say probably not about the mural, just put it somewhere here in City Hall.
Yeah, I'm not bitter, Tyson.
No, I totally get it.
Open
no, and that was just
the
thing.
High
or with this, we just put all of our and or you put all of our energy towards the mural and not worry about doing the time capsule at all. It's up to you guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
up to the committee.
The total
yeah.
budget when you're looking at this, it's like $150 to get the time capsule, to buy acid-free paper that will last 50 years, and to buy archivable pens for kids to use to write on the card, so the ink's still there. So you're looking at $150 or less total cost. And then, unless you go buy like a plexiglass, then you start getting more expensive and you start the display cases and plaques, everything else will add to it. But those
we
are
can
things
get, we can get some donations if it goes
yeah.
over what the budget is. Like, I think people would contribute. I really like that you want to involve the youth that way.
I think it's
yeah.
a cute idea.
There's actually, yeah.
Like, what yeah. a neat thing for them. And like you could have,
and I
you could have
30, this is
as
how we
simple
plan it,
as like,
the church
what's your
one
favorite?
Yeah.
Like you could give them some questions
right,
to think about. What's your favorite song?
Pretty
what was the, you know, whatever the things
yeah.
are, the historical things that you laugh about, like our cassette tapes and our.
Well, mine is the other part that adds to this is when you think about it, like what will bring someone back to their hometown potentially 50 years from now if they've moved away. if you're opening a time capsule, someone may be like living in St. George and like, you know what, I'm going to go home for this opening time capsule. I wrote a note that was in there, and it might be fun to hear what I had to say.
Well, because right.
Those are the only people that are
going to
be coming
that
are the ones who have something in there.
So,
I don't think anyone else would be
like my son graduates this year, and his elementary school teacher just mailed him a letter he wrote to himself when he was in second grade.
That's awesome.
So he got to open it up and read the advice to himself. I said, is it still accurate with what you want to do with your life going forward? He's like, not even close, but it's fun to read.
It's fun to read.
When is our budget renew?
July 1st.
July 1st, yeah.
Well, we can include more than notes also.
We could include America 250 money that would...
Well, and some of the things they recommend are like stick in a copy of a newspaper, right? Like
exactly.
Take the local, the,
exactly.
The first day of the paper, stick it in there. The only thing they warn you about is how to preserve the paper so it doesn't rot away.
So it doesn't fall apart. Or,
but I can tell you, I have a newspaper from when the Jazz, when they had the All-Star game, and it still looks perfect. It's been sitting in a drawer, which is now, I guess, now it's in a tote.
It'd be fun to have, like, pictures of the city, too. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Get a, like, the police have the drone. Maybe they'd go up and just take some pictures of what it's going to look different 50 years.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
It would
be
cool
have those
to, I mean, I guess we couldn't do this if we did pictures of the day, but it would be cool to sell it on stage before the concert.
To do it pictures on the day, you actually could do it. And my thought was, you take a picture with an SD card, and you just put the SD card in the canister, and you let the future generation figure out.
They're gonna open that up and be like, what the heck is this?
I've got beta
videos. Well.
I got beta videos in 46 that were from my birth, and my mom digitized them. It's not impossible. They'll have technology.
Well, you could also potentially have, could Jennifer somehow track it with all of our, we have a bunch of stuff in a database cloud. You could potentially, if that, put your little SD card in, but if there was a note in there that said it might be in the city archives, that will get moved forward with.
That would be an interesting thing if you had like a little booth for people to take pictures.
Photo booth they could stick on there, And that would be great,
That'd be really fun.
Get family photos and everything else. That I think that's a great way to include the families into it.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty low cost, awesome idea.
I think it is too. And really, if we're out of budget,
I don't mind
some people that would donate.
Is low enough. I don't mind writing the check for the whole thing.
With our grant from America 250, we can do both of these easily.
Okay.
We can cover it with that.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Okay, if that's the case, then maybe if anyone has ideas for, I think the photo booth actually is a great idea. That's a super, rather than, I think getting pictures of the community, that kind of stuff is great to put in there, but I think the idea of just having the photos along there with kids are writing their cards in there, I think it's a great way to just tie the whole thing together. So.
In front of the mural.
Yeah.
Well, next to the mural,
Next to the mural.
I like the newspaper too. I think that'd be interesting. Maybe it's digital. I don't know, but
better have the mayor write a good note.
That's actually a good idea.
All of the city councils should write it out and put it in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, the one thing that originally approached that was have the city council and the mayor put it in, and then also potentially looking at the youth council and having them write letters as well.
Yeah.
And so I think they're.
I love that idea, getting them involved, because they're active. Engaged in that, and I think they would help to draw more people to it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to do what they ask? They're so dang cute.
Yeah. They're good. Okay. Well, if that's the case, I'll move forward with getting all this stuff arranged and purchased. And when it comes to the photo booth, does anyone have a frame that we could potentially use? And I guess I can look around and see. I know I have like a balloon frame that you can use to, and that can see like red, white, blue balloons.
Which
and
would
have
be
it,
cool.
It'll be used on Sunday.
So, a balloon arch is what I believe it is.
Yeah, I said, I don't know why you're asking us. Like, Danielle is clearly the superior choice for
someone. Or knows someone.
Yes, and I'm happy to help, but I want her ideas.
Okay. So. I will work with her and figure it out, and I'll let everyone I'll send out a note. But worst case, I know I can put together a red, white, and blue balloon arch. If you can take the picture in front of it, be next to the mural, and it'll be fun.
That'd
That'd be awesome.
Okay.
And then as far as just like reimbursement, does it just come back to you, Haley?
Yep,
like as far as,
okay.
So Tyson, yeah. Anything else you need from the committee as far as?
Nope. I think that's perfect. I've looked at all different options for these, and it kind of came back to like, I mean, they had like the mausoleum, like the granite, like tombstone style thing, and I'm like, I don't know that anyone wants to find a place to store that. Whereas this little stainless steel canister will last 50 years, no problem, and it is easy and easy to relocate, easier to store. You can put a plaque above it. There's lots of things we can do with it.
And as far as manning the booth, I'm sure we'd all be happy to pitch in. I'd be happy to, you know, be there for a little bit, and we can, I'm sure, kind of share the wealth that way too. So
that'll be great. We'll set up a closer to the event. We can set up like an hour if people just take like little hour time slots.
Yeah.
Because how long is the celebration? I know it's all day till the fireworks
basically
go off.
Basically, 10 to like when the fireworks are over.
Okay. Haley, do they need to reserve a booth?
Yes. If we want booths, I can sign us up. I just need to know who the contact person will be, because that's who the vendor coordinator will reach out to on like setup and booth number and information. So whoever wants to spearhead it, I just need to.
I just would like to do it in conjunction with all together, have one booth.
Yeah.
I think
and
that's
so.
So it's like a 10 by 15 space. So I'm assuming we would want two of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, two of them would work.
So you have
adjacent.
20 feet together.
I think the tree board is also wanting to do something that in the booth.
Yeah, I talked to Sarah, so we can put all of those together.
They're trying to get people to plant trees and as a community plant 250 trees.
That's
so
awesome.
Do you want Andy and Tyson, do you want me to be the contact, or do you guys prefer being that? Like, you just run a point on it.
If anybody else wants to run point, that'd be helpful for me. So that's one less thing to think about when they grab all those together.
Just put my name down, Haley.
Okay. So I'm going to sign us up for two booths next to each other.
That's great.
And then if you find out on the trailer, you just put it out to the group, and then we can all know what to do. If we're going to pull it out and actually have it set up for the movie night on the 3rd, then I'll plan to have this there as well. And then that way they can start putting their filling it out there, and I don't know if I'll have the photo booth up yet, but we can definitely have like it out with the cards for people to kind of fill out and start doing that. So
cool.
Okay. Awesome. And then will one of you two be willing to reach out to the city council and the mayor as well as the youth council and pose to them if they'd like to write a letter? More so than just a note card to put in this, that would be great. And then anyone who wants to participate, great. And then do we want to give them a theme? That's the question. Is do we want to give them like for the mayor and everybody else to write? Do they want to have a theme of like what they think is going to happen in 50 years?
Predict
or
future predictions,
or just what kind of things do you want to write about?
I was thinking of what Centerville is like now and what we would
now and then
what we would think it might be like in the future.
I think the predictions would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Did we want to seal that on stage or not? Because we don't have to decide that right now, but it might be nice to put in the program if that's what we're doing.
So I originally thought yes, we had like a big thing, the mayor could have a big speech, everything else. But then as it came together with the mural, I kind of looked at it and was like, it doesn't necessarily need to be like a big, giant event. We could maybe just set the hours that it'll be open, and then just say at 6 p.m. Because you don't want to be messing with it when you're trying to create the fireworks or anything else. So the question becomes, we set the hours, maybe it's 10 to 6 or noon to 6 that it'll be out and available for people, and then go from there. I guess the question is then the sealing ceremony. it sounds really weird to say it, but if mayor or any city council members are there at the time, we can just have a time where it's just set and they can say a few words, and it looks like it's just literally just going to be screwing bolts onto one side, putting on screw bolts, and you're done.
Yeah, so I guess that's my question is, do you want to do that on stage when the mayor already comes out on stage and does a thank you?
At what time?
Around, like, just
right before the conference. Or do you want him just to announce it so that more people will go and
Open for another hour.
I think it'll be open till Monday, so you just have, yeah, so that he just is announcing that it's still open and this is what we're doing.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, there'll be a lot of people that will not know about it.
That won't even know about it.
He says something at 7 o'clock.
I would just have him bring attention to it and say whatever he wants about it, but say that it's going to be open until Monday, not do the closing of it then.
And maybe you can make an announcement, hey, this is where it's at, and it's going to, our intention is to have it, it'll be at City Hall going forward or something like that. Okay.
I think it's a super cute idea. It's awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Tyson and Brooke, for working through that.
Well, thank you. Like I said, it was a really great meeting in church.
It's good to meet Neil.
We were done in 1 minute. Yeah. We were like, we were thinking the same thing, so it worked out.
The best types of meetings.
Will they need the special paper and pens for council or age council to write letters?
Potentially.
Unless the email.
Looking at regular ink and printable stuff like that, I would think that it's going to last 50 years in a dry environment that's not being buried.
You could have them. They could do it on their phone or computer and just email it, and then you have electronic. You put on that same.
You could print it if we all emailed them to you. Then you could print it on the ASCII free paper if you're worried about it.
I don't know.
But send it electronically. That's how you have a poll.
I just stick it on the SD card.
In my research, put it on the SD card. And if they want to print one off, they could.
But I think it will work. Just like I said, I have a newspaper that literally has been in my basement for 35 years, and it still looks as good as the day that it was printed. So if I have light on it, I think it will all be safe. But I figure for kids writing on, my thought was more of kids writing on a card, I'll have a couple of those things that are acid free, and then that way it's just.
Yeah.
So cool. Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's jump to movies in the park real quick, because I think this will go pretty fast. So here's the lineup. In years past, I just put together a very simple sign-up sheet. I think we try to be three deep in the committee to make sure that we've got setup and takedown. Do you want to do that again? That worked out well. Do you have any concerns with that? Do you want to mix it up a little bit? And if not, I'm happy to just do that, and I'll get it out probably tomorrow, and then we can just sign up for nights that you're available. For those that haven't done it before, it goes pretty quick, especially if we've got two, but especially three. If you got three, we'll knock it out in 20 minutes as far as setting it up. And taking it down takes a little bit longer, but not by much. So if we're good with that, I'll just put together a spreadsheet. Haley, do you need anything as you prepare, especially these activities? So we've got Scales and Tails, and Swamp Scavenger, anything that you need?
I'm pretty good. I think the only thing is if you are going to have the mural and the time capsule at Founders Family Fun Night on July 3rd.
Yeah.
We want our committee for that.
Sure.
Outside of the movie setup.
Yep. And I think right now, I think it's trending that way. I think it'd be good to, if we can, have.
So just plan on everybody on July 3rd.
Yeah, let's do it.
I will do my best. I'll be driving home from Jackson Hole that day. So Brooke may have
on what day?
On the 3rd. Are you around on the 3rd?
I'm gone at home. Okay.
I'll be here.
Okay.
I
will be here. Yeah, I'll get here. I should be home. I don't know that I will, but I'm going to try to be home that night early enough I can be here for the movie in the park. And so.
Okay. Don't worry. We can figure it out.
Do you want to leave the time capsule with
you? Yeah, I'll leave it with somebody else.
And that way you're not stressed about.
Yep. I definitely will do that. Yeah.
Should we talk about the June 5th?
Yeah.
Just because I think there might be a few people not able to attend that one too.
Like as far as who can be there?
Yeah.
So June 5th, I think.
June.
Oh, that's
Jim
camp.
Camp.
Yeah, that's right.
I just looked at the calendar. Yep.
For our home.
That's right.
Table. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was the one night that I was planning to be there.
I thought I'd bring that one up.
I'm on logistics committee with my husband. So I'm thinking, well, maybe I don't think I'll be there June 5th. 5th. If anyone's there, it's Tyler. So I, but I know I will be gone the 12th.
So you
I think I could be there.
I think I could do the 5th.
So, Tiffany, you can, and Brooke, you said you can.
I think so. I'll double check it.
On the 5th?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be here on the 12th.
So at least we'll have you two. I'm not sure yet, because I may be at camp that night.
Yeah, Sean.
So. Okay, but you've done it, obviously, before. So
I've done it before.
Yeah, so you know how to do it.
Okay, Mark, you got this. We'll want to bring a husband or someone or just a lady.
I will not have a husband.
Kind of the lifting. Then we'll just be here. We'll arrive during this early. It's all right. Okay. Sometimes it's nice to just, although they have made it easier with the courts.
Even in.
Than 5 years ago.
I can have it set up even if somebody wants, even if it's takedown, we have to even commit it just for takedown.
But I can have it.
Because either I will be there or my staff will be there for skills and dills. So.
And what time does that start?
That is 7.
Do these all start at 7?
Oh, you know what? The movies are at 7, then the movies are at 9:15.
Oh, and then the movie starts at 9:15?
Or whatever.
So I need to be there.
So I'm usually there, I mean, if you...
So,
yeah, 8:30.
We've been arriving around 8:30, and with the people, so, okay, Bryce, when I was, you know, Bryce helped, and some of his committee helped. I mean, we were even down in extension cord a few years ago, and I called Tyler, and he brought me one. We're close enough, so we live close enough. So it's fine. And then if Tyler didn't get Matt's camp, it would be great.
Okay, yeah. Matt's out of town as well.
We're good. So, yeah. I feel like we'll be fine. And so, then with Haley and her...
I myself am there, or one of my staff members is there for every movie, for the pre-movie activity, so setup is usually...
It'll be great. It's simple.
Okay. If and we set up at 8:30?
8:30.
Yeah.
Okay, and then take down,
whatever,
somewhere.
Yeah. And so one thing, Haley, I've never been able to get, like, those back, like, outlets to work.
We got them to work once.
We got them to work last year.
We got them to work, Sean.
Did we?
There was one time that they were locked, I think, is the problem.
And there's a code on them.
Oh, is there a code on them?
Yeah.
We got them to work?
We got them to work, Sean. Yeah.
I stand corrected. We have got them to work, so we're good.
Yeah. Sean, was it you and I? We didn't get one to work.
Yeah.
And I
know, like, the, yeah.
We did not get one for some reason. We couldn't, it just would not.
I know there was one night when they were locked.
I was, yeah. And I was like, well.
Okay.
Okay, we got one. And it was fine. We ran the movie.
Okay. Anything else? Movies in the park? Any other questions then?
We want to just plan them as we plan people to go.
Yeah,
to
so what I'll do is I'll probably send out. I'll send out, like, a sign-up.
Okay.
That's what we've done in the past, but at least we've gotten the first one covered. Thank you for calling that out.
Yep.
That's
pretty much all I think of.
I should be there for most of them. So we've got 13 minutes left, and I just want to turn our focus real quick to the master plan. And really, what I want to throw out to the committee is, what should we do to move this forward? So I know we were kind of talking a little bit after the meeting last time, you know, and ways to kind of jumpstart it, but what should we do to push this thing over the finish line? I know, and I'll speak for myself. You know, it's been on my mind a lot, but just with life, you know, you get doing other things. So it's there, I need to be better about it. I want to see it move forward. And I just want to throw it out to the committee. What do we need to do to jumpstart this thing and just push it over the finish line?
Are we at
what
the point that we need someone professionally to drop a plan before we put it before the city council, or do we present it to the city council first and then?
You could, that's the start. Is the city paid an intern this a few years back to draw up a park master plan? So maybe take that as a draft and work with that. What's changed?
We've been working on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Was the trails guy that did the ones for the trail? Is he? Have we reached out to him to see if he'd be interested?
So you just need a way to present him that you already have what you want.
Yes, because he had that hookup.
Yeah, Brandon.
Well, he has the guy that would help us with. I think it's more like
the professional look.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. There's still, I feel like, a lot of content that that we need to take a look at.
I think we've all kind of worked in our little segments. I think what would be helpful, at least for me, is if we just, let's not look at this for a minute. Let's talk about what's in it. Like, what do we think as a committee is most important, content-wise? And make sure we're all aligned on all the ideas and concepts and visions that are presented in here. I just feel like it's been, you know, we kind of divvied it up into segments, which is great to get things done, but I think we just need to talk, like, is this fit? Is this what we believe? Is this what we want?
So you're proposing, like, going through, like just, well, yeah, explain a little bit more about, like, the process. How would you do it?
I think there's a few ways we could do it, but maybe we take turns, and whatever you prepared, you could share with the group. You could paraphrase. We're not going to read it. Just say, here's what we think about our vision, our long term, what we're doing with
5 years from now,
signage, all these different things that we've talked about, just to make sure that we're all aligned on those things.
So, speaking to that point for just a second, last week, myself, a few others in the room, went to or were in attendance of the Trails Committee. So they presented last week a little bit to committee or council. And it was really informative for me. It was really neat. And what was really evident with that, I mean, they had worked on this thing for a long time, right? Like, number one is, and they had it down. But they were united. They had, obviously their master plan covers a lot of ground. But they also had some really core fundamental ideas in their plan. And I'll give you an example. Like, their big ask last week was the Dual Creek Trail, right? So they were talking about, like, toilets and parking lot, and they were really making a concerted effort to talk about, hey, if we build that, that's going to help with grants. It's going to show that we're serious as a city. It's going to help create momentum. And that was really neat for me. They had, like, again, they've got a full plan, but that was, like, core. That was fundamental to their plan. And I don't know if I quite know what's the fundamental piece to our plan. We've talked about, like, water features, you know, running through
Smoot,
right? Like, that could be a really, really, that could be a fundamental piece. But I don't know if we have really come together and said, you know, we've got a 5-year plan, but the core, and when we communicate this to council, these are the talking points that we really want to hit home. You know, these three core elements. Mm-hmm. So is that kind of what you're describing? Yeah. Like, that's kind of how I interpret it.
We need those talking points. We need our big asks. We just need to be aligned on those.
Exactly right.
She just mentioned that pickleball courts were
they've
kind of the
core.
Until,
yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got them, right?
And it worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also, I'll just kind of hit, I took some notes last week, or from last week, and I'll just kind of read. These are not in any type of order, and they may be kind of all over the place. But as a committee, they met twice a week to get it done. And I know we're going into busy season. I'm not proposing that, but I'm just saying, like, that's what it took for them to push their master plan over the finish line, get it there. So they were meeting twice a week to do it. I think when we're ready to present to council, we just need to make sure that we have a clear idea of, like, costs and timelines, because those are the types of questions that they're going to ask, right? Like, so we want to make sure that we're buttoned down on some of those details. I'm wondering if we want to reach out to other cities' parks and rec committees even, and talk to them about, you know, especially, I'm sure we can go online and find other cities' master plans and talk to them about their process and what was important to them. That may be helpful for, I'll speak again just for myself, that may be helpful for me. Yeah. And just like we did with Brandon last month, we may want to do something similar and just tell us about your process.
We totally should do that. That's, yeah.
So So I can look at that this over the next few weeks and see if that's if we can line something else line something up there. And then the last thing that I wrote down is, so they really hammered home that we as a city and as a community, we need to be planning for growth now, because we're going to grow, right?
Where are we growing?
Well, and it's not necessarily like, I mean, people are going to come here, right? And they already are. We've got some major attractions. We've got, whether it's Center Point or our community park, which we've invested a lot into. We've got Island View. We've got a lot of really cool ideas. Like, people are going to come. And that was their point, is that we've got some cool trails, right, that people want to access.
Not necessarily residents, but they're talking about
right.
coming to
just
hike
coming
our
to
trail.
Use our the recreation. Use of,
yeah, they're saying
exactly.
our, let's build our...
We were gathering more people together.
Yeah, the Dual Creek Trailhead. Let's not build it for the crowd today, this Saturday. Let's build it for the crowd in 20 years that's going to be coming to hike this trail.
Right.
And
so
instead of putting 20 parking stalls, let's do 40 parking stalls.
Exactly.
So that's kind of things like that.
So as part of this document, we need to be answering the why, you know, and what does this mean for future generations, right? Like, how is this going to impact people, not just a year from now, but 20 years from now, right? So.
Yeah, I'm going to speak to the fact that I've probably been on this committee the longest. Yeah, besides here when I, one of the top answers from everyone in every survey we've done is a water park or a water feature. And a lot of people will go to Bountiful, Woods Cross, Layton, you know, even Lagoon, or up to, it's off of Mills, I think Mill Street is Bountiful,
Mills Park,
and go to their water features. I mean, you do a survey and parents with young children, grandparents with grandkids.
On hot days, yeah.
They want a water feature. So I'm just going to put this out there right now that I think one of the three or
yeah,
central
yeah,
ideas
yeah.
should be Smoot Park
yeah.
at water.
Today there was a pop-up tent and probably 20 people there just playing along the banks of the Smoot Park Creek. And I thought, oh man, we could enhance this so much.
It could really be phenomenal.
Yeah.
And so
that would be really popular.
For someone who has...
I'd be over there.
Yeah. Well, something we do need to know is in this year's budget year, which is going to end in July, we have money earmarked for getting a professional to kind of go through our master plan. So we need to know if we need to kind of do an amendment to get those funds for next year because we're not ready. Or you kind of need to know if this person that Trails Committee has used may be helping us out, just so we know how to move the money appropriately, so we don't lose that.
I
propose we reach out to the Trails guy. And if we're not to the point where we feel like handing it off to him, he will help fill us in with, hey, this is what you guys may need. I mean, he's done it for Trails. So he's going to have some ideas for us, even if we're not to snuff of where we think we need to be with it. He'll throw some ideas. I say we get the ball rolling with him sooner than later.
Okay. I can do that. I can reach out to him this week. I do think we're farther along than what I had hoped, and that's on me.
Yeah,
I think it correlates.
A lot with the previous master plan, only condensed of what we just need to push forward.
Yeah, I'm worried if we give it to him, it might be a little premature. He might need more to work with. He might need to understand our priorities.
But he'll have an idea of where some of the gaps could be. Say, look, this is not 100%. This is the direction we're going. Could you help us? We're not there.
I would say just give me some to the timeline.
Where are
I think it's more than photos.
Where are we at with the survey? We've got any more?
Yeah, so we're at about we're over 360 now. So it hasn't gone up a ton since we last met. I think we're maybe at 340-ish, maybe less than 350. So it's not, it hasn't jumped up to 10. I was hoping we were over 400. By the way, Clint, welcome. So sorry, just for our reporter, 756.
Oh, sorry for being the Clint.
No, you're reporting.
So can we keep that in the budget for next year in case this guy is maybe too busy or doesn't have the time to do it?
I'm worried that July 1 is going to come quick.
I think we need to bump it. We're ready. I 100% think we're going to have to bump it.
Is that okay? Like, is that something that you can
also do? Of course, yeah. We just need to know that so we can make it happen.
Yeah.
We won't rush it last bit.
Yeah. I'd love to have it by then, but I don't think we will.
I think, like, your next steps hearing from you guys is tighten this down, go through it together, make sure you've got your key points and priorities.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we should have a conversation with the guy who did the trail saying, are you interested? We're getting it to a point where we're working it over right now.
Yeah.
But then can we come to you with it?
And I can do that. I think at the very least, I can
start
priming the pump.
Before summer starts, should we plan one more meeting this month to hash it out?
Well, I know, I mean, we're going, again, a lot of people are in a busy season, so I don't know.
But like,
I could do it next month.
This was the dilemma last year.
Come on, Aaron.
We got to this point, and then summer hit.
And just to get to
and the summer graduated.
Yes, you do.
We got pushed further along.
I also think, I'm trying to remember, anyway, names of people who have been on different cities, Parks and Rec, or the county, you know, and I'm trying to remember a few names that we could reach out to and...
Farmington City might be a good one because they
Farmington?
Yeah, are kind of in, they're building a new pump track and they're building some new parks that are out west of the Farmington Station area for those that growth. So they have some vision and some planning that they've done and that they're implementing right now. That might be good to talk to them.
Yeah.
Whereas I think Bountiful, it seems like they've kind of built the rec center and stuck their head in the sand.
Yes.
Well, in Bountiful, I know they just really reorged their master plan in 2025, which included the trails and parks with that plan, and they're using that as their governing document.
Right.
I've been following them, so.
Yeah.
So let me reach out to this guy that Brandon knew, so that's number one. Let me reach out to maybe Farmington as well and see if we can put something together. I will take that as an action item and see, and then Haley, if you could help us maybe bump that funding to
I do agree with Andy, though. I think we need to meet.
We do.
We need
like
to
an off-cycle meeting.
Yeah, just go through it.
Yeah.
And align on it.
So let's take that offline. Let's see if we can find a time where, and we can just do that on email. See if we can find something. Are we allowed to meet online or no?
We can. Yeah.
Okay. So that could even be an option for us if we wanted to hop on a call for 30 minutes or something to try and crank that out. So. Okay, we are at time. I appreciate everybody. We have
motion to adjourn.
So motion to adjourn from Andy.
A second.
Seconded by Tiffany. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7-0. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
I did some assistance.